Okay then guys, we've got a bunch of products at First Man. So first up is the men's lifestyle supplement. This is free shipping worldwide, and if you pay monthly on the subscription, you can get an extra 10% off. We've got our Life Setter Marathon Mindset and Framing course, where we talk about body language, we talk about attracting women, we talk about how to build your life in a certain way to make yourself appear more attractive to the world, how to get the best results, etc. Fantastic course, got everything that you need, a lot of things that I can't talk about on this channel that is all in the course. We've got our streaming platform at 1m.video, which is our higher form of content, series, documentaries. We're really pushing to get these out in the, over the next few months, guys. We're taking this to the next level. And then finally, we've got our new 1M House Members Club, which the links are below. You can check out the website. There's way too much to explain. In short, we buy houses around the world. You live in them. If that sounds of interest, check the link below. Now, straight into the video you came here to watch. Okay then, guys. Welcome back to another video. This is one of the only videos for a while that I've been really excited to make. I've just been real busy, but today I've actually got only this to focus on, which is really, really nice, actually. Things pick up again tomorrow. They get crazy again. But today's actually felt like old school First Man, where I can actually, like the garage days, where I can just sit and just talk to you guys about things that, you know, I think the hardest thing in life is having time to just sit and think. You know, when I made that all that money off crypto in the early days, I said to you guys, because I didn't have a 9-to-5 job to go to, I was able to just sit, think, and search. And when you've got time, you can come up with great stuff. And yeah, it feels nice to not have that time pressure today. And the topic I want to talk to you guys about is something I'm really passionate about at the moment. It's something that has multiple overlapping factors that have ventured into my own life recently. You guys may notice that the comments have been turned off on the YouTube videos. It won't be permanent. It's just whenever we do a new idea like the stream platform, 1M House, etc., for some reason, I've got theories, but for some reason we get a lot of bots, and this happened last time, and somebody will leave a comment, and his name will be user 83986 like V59BY, and then within 10 seconds of me releasing the video, that person's comment has got like 48 likes, and I'm like, oh, not this again. It's not real, and we're just going to nip it in the bud so that, you know, the people who are genuinely interested can see what they want to see. But that bridges in to the context of this story for me. The world wants to keep you immature. The world wants you to stay as a child for longer. And I'll give you an example. So my parents were 25 years old, and they had their own business with a 3-bedroom house, a very big house that they bought as well early on. They were married. They had a kid on the way. They were paying all of their own bills, and they were handling all of life's problems. Imagine that at 25. They built all of that. They set it all up. And I remember when I was growing up, so they had me when they were 30, but I remember when I was growing up, I was looking at them like, wow, they've got their life sorted. Like, they're parents. They're adults. They're winners in life. Do you know what I mean? They know everything. I was like, we go on holiday. They know exactly what to do. We have to, you know, open a bank account for myself. Like, my mum knows exactly what to do. Like, they just knew everything about everything. Like, whether the accountant would come around and they would know all the terms and they would know how it worked. Like, I'm not saying people are smarter back then, but what I'm definitely saying is people were better prepared for life back then. So I think a 25-year-old today, from what I've seen and I've written to on here, they don't know how to open a bank account. They don't know how to measure a space. You know, if I said right now, here's a tape measure, go and measure that kitchen area so we know how big it is, they'd go, how? Like, what do you want me to do? Is there an app? Is there an app where I can just kind of like walk from one end to the other and it will do it for me? Like, they don't know how to, they don't know anything about taxes. They don't know anything about opening a bank account. They don't know anything about, you want to start a business, you want to get investment, you have to register the business, you have to do all that. They're just like, wait, where do I start? Whereas people of yesteryear, they had all those skills. Now, why am I bringing this to you? I'm bringing this to you because I believe there's certain facets, and I know the title of this video is Why Watching Sports Makes You Immature, and it's not clickbait, but it's more, like, I will explain that, that'll be the second half, but it's more just to, You know, because I think it's a catchy title. I want people to hear this because I think more people will benefit if they understand this. I think there's factors such as porn, sports, video games that are heavily forced in, you know, people in general's faces, but men especially's faces, so that, you know, you think of thirst traps on Instagram, which then lead to porn, you know, which then lead to you feeling really tired, not wanting to do anything that day. And then, you know, a new video game comes out and there's an ad for like, oh, there's massive sports coming this week. You know, you got to go and watch it. And you just think it holds you back. You know, there's so many distractions all the time. And when you actually dial into these things, now, this is what I said about that overlapping into my life now. As a 31-year-old man who has real, legit, real-world businesses, who is trying to take himself to the next level, who, and I don't want to toot my own trumpet, but I have a very good life structure now. You know, every day I'm getting up 4, 5 a.m., 7 days a week, I'm in the gym. Like, I'm not, like, my life's pretty well-rounded. There's not a lot of things that I do wrong now. And I'm seeing the best results of my life. And I'm looking back and I'm going, yeah, I stopped watching porn at a young age. I played video games for a little bit longer and I watched sports for a little bit longer. And there's, you know, there's other things where you're wasting time and whatnot. But now in the position that I'm in, I'm looking back and I'm like, I can see now how detrimental those things are and how, and here's the key word, how purposeful they are. They're not by accident. They've definitely been put in place. They've definitely been utilized, and I'm saying this again, to keep people immature. And I think I made a video recently. Well, I did. I know I did. And I was talking to you guys about immaturity in men. And I was saying there's a direct correlation. And I truly believe this to the core. There is a direct correlation between maturity, or the quicker that you mature, and the level of success that you have in life. So all the successful people that I know who have achieved that young, they're super mature. You know, they act like 40, 50-year-old men. There might be an exception to the rule for somebody who's, you know, really good looking and they've gone on like a reality TV show, you know, they're a sports athlete, whatnot. But in the real world, everybody that I know that's successful at a young age, or successful in general, sorted their head out when they were young. You know, in their teens or 20s, they were like, I know what I want. I want to figure this out. You know, it comes with some level of intelligence, you know, social awareness, emotional intelligence, all these different factors. But I definitely think it's maturity, because I don't consider myself a book smart academic guy. But what I do have, if I were to, you know, say something positive about myself, is I'm very logical and practical. And even at a young age, at 14 years old, I was like, I know what I need to do. I might not be the smartest guy in school, but I was like, I know what I need to do that's going to be effective in life. And, you know, even at 18, I was masturbating, watching porn, and I'd be like, I know this is bad. I feel something about this is bad. I was like, something in my head is telling me I shouldn't do this. Why am I hiding away to do this? If it was good for me, I wouldn't be doing that, would I? So, like, these thoughts were creeping into my head young. And I think if you guys can get on that, you know, pattern of thought, I think your lives will skyrocket in, I think a matter of months, you'll see serious results. Now, how do you get there? And that's the point of this video. So this is what I'm going to go through now. Like I said, maturity has a direct correlation with success, okay? So, you know, becoming mature, or, you know, so you might think you're mature, but I promise you, you want your brain to evolve. Now, there's certain things that are holding you back, preventing you from doing that. I think it's things like porn. I think it's things like sports, okay? And I just said here, and we'll get onto the sports bit in a minute because it's more where my brain was at when I came up with this video. But porn has shown us this. Studies show that porn make you more immature. Keeping people in a childlike state is the goal. That is a key takeaway from this video. I don't know who it is. People do conspiracy videos and they say they, and, you know, there's certain terms that people use, and, you know, Illuminati and all this garbage. It just seems silly to me. You know, everything's driven by money and profits and whatnot. It's no, you know, every conspiracy just links back to somebody wanting to make a lot more money. You know, people don't live on this planet long enough to have an agenda outside of financial gain. It just doesn't make sense. I've figured that out as I've gotten older. Everything resorts back to money, or reverts back to money. And in the case of this, you know, with porn, with video games, with sports, whatever, it's all financially driven. But once you get to a level of maturity where you think differently about the world and you want different things. You don't want to watch porn. You don't want to play video games. You're too busy to watch sports. And you realize, like I said in a video years ago, you realize that sports is somewhat of a scam. Now, to go a little bit deeper into this, I'm a Manchester City fan. I've supported Manchester City since the late 1996 when I first became a Manchester City fan. We were terrible. It was, you know, the journey from where we were to where we are now, winning the treble, Champions League, it's been great. I've enjoyed it. I've had some great moments. You know, my dad supported Manchester City. Before he died, we had some great memories, traveling around the world, watching Champions League games. It's given me some of the best moments of my life. And I still support Man City today. And I still watched Liverpool versus Manchester City the other day. I actually enjoyed the game. But the difference is now, and this is where we get into the crux of the video, is I actually, you know, watched the game and then immediately went, right, and turned it off and just got on with my life. And at half time, I was kind of like doing business stuff. I was, you know, just making myself a coffee and just a bit of food. And while I was watching the game, yeah, there's you know, moments where something would happen with the referee and I was like, oh, come on, like that's a terrible decision. But back in the day, I'd actually get angry. And that's a sign for me of immaturity, that an external factor in life can have that much negative influence over your emotions. That's dangerous, and that is a sign of immaturity. And the point I'm making here is, yeah, I still watch sports. I still enjoy it. If Manchester City were playing in the, you know, we Champions League final, of course I'm going to make some time and watch it and hope we win and whatnot. But if we don't, it's not going to ruin my life. And I really monitored the culture around the Liverpool-Manchester City game the other day. And I saw, you know, I saw some factors and I was like, the whole basis of sports is designed very much like porn, video games, etc. All this system that's being designed, it is very much in place to keep you immature. And I'll explain what I mean. I've got some video examples and whatever, and I'll go through it now. But sports for me, number one, the songs. Now, if anybody, I don't know what sport you're into, but as a football fan, a lot of the songs like follow nursery rhymes and like rhythmic patterns, you know, and it's really, really low level kind of insults. Like if the other team is singing a song and then your team scores, this team will then sing to that team, you're not singing anymore. It's babyish. Manchester United have got a song which even says, knick-knack, paddywhack, give the dog a bone, right? The whole culture around sports is just childlike. It's very immature. Then you mix in alcohol and whatnot, and you are creating a culture of just brain-dead delusion, and it keeps people in a childlike state. You know, I haven't, like I said, I've been a Manchester City fan since 1996. I haven't bought a Manchester City shirt for about 12, 13 years. Like, what? As soon as I hit 18, I was like, I'm not going to wear a Manchester City shirt. I'm a man. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to get like a, like, here's the weird thing. When you get like 40-year-old guys with a football shirt or a sports team shirt, and they've got the name of another man on the back. Like, imagine having like LeBron James's name and you might be older than him. That's weird, right? I think that's weird. Like, when I said to you guys, I designed my boxes to say first man because first man represents every single one of you. I didn't want like Calvin Klein on my dick. It's the same in sports. I wouldn't walk around with, I don't know, Manchester City, Phil Foden. Right, I wouldn't walk around with Foden on the back of my shirt. Even, yeah, I love the guy, plays for my team, you know, came through the academy. Great, what a great guy. But he's like 23 years old. I'm a 31-year-old man wearing a 23-year-old man's name on the back of my shirt, which gets him more money. I just feel weird about that. Like, who am I pretending to be? Am I pretending to be another man? Do you know what I mean? It's very, when you're 7 years old, oh, you got heroes. You got sporting heroes. Yeah, go and get the shirt. Enjoy yourself. As an adult man, I'm like, that's really weird. Like, your brain hasn't fully developed if you're still wearing sports shirts with another man's name on the back. I just find that whole concept weird. Next up is the bias. And this one is really, I'm going to link it in with two, okay? The bias and ludicrous thinking. And this is really brought to my attention the last few months, and it's annoyed me. And I noticed this about myself, and I cancelled it out around about a year ago. But in the last 6 months, I've noticed it in like everybody else. It's just like the weird statements that come from football. It almost puts you, like sports in general, puts you in this like trance-like state where you have a bias and you come up with ludicrous statements to back that up. I was watching, I love things like this. This is what I want to do for the streaming platform. I was watching the dynasty of the Patriots, you know, the Tom Brady Patriots, Bill Belichick show that's on Apple right now. If you haven't watched it, it's amazing. Go and watch it. It's really, really good. And the amount of excuses that people are coming up with, you know, oh, they've deflated the balls. They've got cameras in the balls. They're watching the team. They're, you know, it was everything you could ever imagine. Like they've got a magic wand and they're doing special play. Like people would just come up with the stupidest shit because their bias and their immature level of thinking destroys logic. Now, why am I mentioning this to you? Why am I mentioning all these faults with sports, which I'll go through in a minute, but I think I have to address it now, is because that changes your brain. And I think if you start thinking with a bias, with a lack of logic, and you start throwing out ludicrous blanket statements, you know those things I told you guys before on social media where people go, like, oh my God, girl, that new hair color is life. And it's like, what does that even mean? It's just like a blanket. It's just a ridiculous, ludicrous statement. Those sort of features of life, social media, those sort of, you know, slang talk, it remolds your brain. And I think it stops you thinking. It stops you thinking in certain ways that are effective in day-to-day life. So if you were to run a business, if you were to be the man of the family, if you were to have to handle a crisis situation, I think social media, I think video games, I think sports, I think it trains your brain. Music too. Music's another one. You know how trash music is now. I think it trains your brain to just think in a completely irrational way, a lack of logic. You lose all critical thinking and you just start making decisions like a 12-year-old on impulse. Oh, I'm horny. I'm going to watch porn. Do you know what I mean? It's that kind of motive. That's where it comes from. Whereas, you know, people of yesteryear where they didn't have these features, my parents were really logical. They'd sit us down and they'd be like, look, you can't do that because... And it felt like... They felt like adults. Adults today feel like children. It just doesn't seem the same... It doesn't seem like the same people. You know, everybody around me, I'm thinking, you're the age my parents were when they had me. And yeah, obviously, I had to be like 3-4 years old to figure out, like, you know, to understand who my parents were and, you know, to actually put those thoughts into action. But I'm like, a lot of you are so far away from where my parents were when they had me. You know, like the pictures that they show me or the stories that they used to tell me and be like, we went to, like my parents went to Yugoslavia and they went to Dubrovnik while it was Yugoslavia. They went there when they were like 21. It's just like, why would you do? There's such a weird thing to do. Like people today would crumble and they just went and had a holiday. I think it, actually it might have been a little bit later. I think it might have been a bit older because I think they took my sister who was born before me. It's just like, how the hell did you do that? Like people today would just crumble to go to a place like that. Do you know what I mean? It's not a normal holiday destination. They just wanted to try it out. They went and did it. And I just think people today just don't have those features. Next up, and I don't think this is good as well, sports gives you an argumentative mindset. You like I said, I watched a game, I turned it off and I went, is what it is, and just moved on. It was 1-1, yeah, a few little events, is what it is, let me get on my life. People who were debating this game all week, I was seeing videos pop up on my YouTube, like, was it a penalty? Did they get robbed? It's this terminology. It tries to catch you out. You've probably seen it, you know, in NFL, you've probably seen it in basketball, whatever your sport is. People will throw out ludicrous terms and ludicrous headlines. We'll get to that in a minute. And it creates like a culture of being very argumentative, which in my opinion is a feminine trait. I think as a man, you shouldn't be arguing with people ever. I think it's just lowering you to a state you don't want to be in. I think it's lowering the vibrations here into a lower state of mind that you just don't want to be in. I don't think it helps you. I don't think it benefits you. I think it's a complete waste of time. And it just keeps you distracted for the whole week until the next game. And then on top of that, the bias and the ludicrous statements that people make, which here's the problem. They know, this is why I call it a feminine thing. Because women that I've been with in the past have said things that they know not to be true, but they will not back down on them. And I'm like, you know this is ridiculous, but you're just being silly. That's a feminine trait. People, men are being trained to do this via sports, where they go, oh, the team that finished fifth in the league out of 20 teams, you know, oh, they're rubbish. And it's like, how? They're the fifth best team in the country. Like, they're amazing. Do you know what I mean? Like, my team have a striker called Erling Haaland. People, if he doesn't score for a game, oh, he's terrible, he's the worst striker, oh, he does nothing. It's like, what a silly way to speak about an elite athlete who clearly is super talented, who broke all the records last year. Like, you know that is a stupid statement, but for some reason, sports has trained you to turn off your logical thinking part of your brain and become more emotional. That's dangerous. Video games do the same. Porn does the same. All these facets of life, they all do the same. Social media does it. Reality TV does it. TikTok does it with these quick clips, you know, just trying to get you to be... It's not like you're sitting down and listening to a debate between two very intelligent people or a podcast or whatnot, which, you know, remodels your brain in a different manner. It just says, here's 10 seconds without context. This is what you're going to be watching for 2 hours per day. That's so dangerous. And then you go and watch sports and, you know, then you join in with the debates and you like, I think that is so dangerous for your brain. I don't know what you guys think. I've said here, the entire environment is childlike. Players are under 30 and kids are the target audience for the merchandise. That's pretty much what I explained earlier. But the whole environment, and this isn't sports' fault. You have to be able to run. You have to be young. But the whole environment is designed around children, 20-year-olds, you know. If you get to 30 years old, you're considered old. You're considered an old player. You're finished. The whole culture is designed around, you know, the childlike state, being immature. That's where they make their money. That's where they sell the shirts. So for you to be involved in that, it's only obvious what's going to happen. You know, you're putting yourself in the firing line of some 16-year-old troll online who's just going to argue with you about some meaningless tactic that happened in a game, and the manager was wrong for doing it, this player shouldn't be playing. It's just pointless. Like, it has absolutely no benefit to your life. Like I said to you guys before, in sports is a scam. You could watch the whole season, spend all the money on the season ticket. You could spend, you know, on the shirts and everything. You could go to all the matches. And then you win everything. And the following season, you go, what's next? Oh, you can do it all again for, you know, but the price has gone up slightly. And you just like, you get to a certain age where you go, why? What, like, I did all this last year. Why am I doing it again? Like, it's not, there's no difference. It's just the same thing on repeat. Why am I getting excited about this? I just find it really, really strange. It's enjoyable, but I think you should never enjoy sports beyond emotion. I think it should just be like, oh, that was fun to watch. What an amazing moment. Right, let's get back to my life. I think as soon as you fall into that rabbit hole, your brain starts to remodel in an immature state. I said here as well, rivalries train your brain to be catty or bitchy, which is, I think that's true. You know, having rivalries and enemies. I hate that guy. I saw on the documentary, I hate Tom Brady. The guy sucks. Like, there's not a man alive or a woman alive that makes me feel that way. It shouldn't be anybody that riles you up to that extent. I think it's so immature. Sports makes you emotional. I've said here, shouting at the TV or abusing players on your team or other teams. You know, I've seen people get racist. I've seen people throw out slurs to certain players, you know, when you're in stadiums and you're like, really? It's made you that angry that you're like, that's doing something to people's brains. Here's the other thing. Makes you superstitious and illogical. That's dangerous too. Do you know what I compare it to? I said here, actually, it's feminine thinking. It's similar to star signs. You know how women go, oh, I've read my star signs this year and I'm going to meet the man of my dreams. And it's just like, that's the dumbest thing ever. We all agree on that. Well, I think sports is the same, where people are like, on match day, I always do the same routine so that my team wins. Or like, I tell you why we lost, because I didn't do my 10 press-ups before. Like, people have these weird routines. I think, you know, like I said, it makes you superstitious and illogical. That's not good for life. I think it trains your brain in a negative sense that doesn't help you in other areas of life. Now, what I want to jump to, I want to jump to some examples on here. And while I'm doing that, I want to talk about, you know, on the YouTube channel with some of the comments lately, This is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing really illogical people saying outlandish, ludicrous things that just have a childlike mindset. And it's very worrying. But this guy here, this guy's called Mark Goldbridge, right? When we beat Man United, I knew this guy was going to go crazy. I knew he was going to kick off, and I knew I was going to make this video. So I watched this, and bearing in mind this guy used to be a police officer, bearing in mind he's a public figure, and bearing in mind I think he might even have kids and a wife, you know, and he's like in his 40s. Watch his reaction to sport. Like this, it's embarrassing when you actually watch it back. Like, people find it funny. I find this really sad.
Joke, mate. An absolute. That's two fouls in a row by Kyle Walker on Rashford. And then they score. Fuck off! Absolute. That's a joke. What a joke. That's on the ref. That's on the fucking ref, that is. That's on the fucking referee. Absolute fucking joke. You couldn't write it, could you? You couldn't write it. That is an absolute fucking joke. PGMOL at it a fucking game.
So he even gets more emotional than this. And like, he says the C words and it really comes out strong. And you can see genuine like emotion, like genuine aggression. Now, am I an angel? No, I've been like this in the past, but he's 40. You know, I was like this when I was 16, 17. But to have that level of emotion over a football match is a little bit worrying about who you are as a man. To get up and kick your chair, you know, and be like, to have that level of aggression over something you have no control of is an exact example, because it's his job. This is what he does. He watches sports. He's so immersed in it. It's remolded his brain to being like a 14-year-old kid. And I think that then overlaps into day-to-day life, and it's very, very dangerous. And, you know, to be swearing like that, to be shouting and screaming, and to be, you know, pointing fingers and making ludicrous statements, like, it's just, that's not a good look. And you can see, by the way, he's dressed as well, hoodie and the jeans, like, he's in a childlike state. Like, that is a man-child, in my opinion. I don't know what you guys think. And, you know, TalkSport, I used to listen to this in the day, and, you know, the games would all finish. And I'd, you know, watch this on a Monday morning whilst working. And I've stopped, because you look at some of the headlines, right? And you'll see what I mean about it tries to get you into an argumentative mindset. It's sports has this way of writing certain headlines to piss you off, to get you riled up. Just like porn tries to get you to watch more and more videos. Just like video games are designed to keep you hooked in that reward loop, to keep you coming back on. Just like reality TV is scripted to make you watch it more. Do you see what I mean, guys? The whole world is designed to keep you more immature. And like, it's just for profits, you know, because kids want to buy more shit. And if you're in a childlike mindset, you're going to go, I need stuff. Whereas when you're older, you're like, I'm probably going to save my money and reinvest it so that I can have a better life down the line. That's not good for the economy. So don't dive into conspiracy matrix shit, because it's not that. Everything is just profit driven. And the more immature that you keep earning adults, oh, that's perfect. Like, imagine giving a child, let's say 14 years old, imagine giving a kid, how often do you hear this as well? 14-year-old kid uses mum's credit card to buy, right? If you gave all children like 100 grand tomorrow, they'd spend it in 2 minutes. It would be a shit show. Now, they've technically done that with all adults. They've made all adults into kids, but with adult money. And that's why they spend. It's very, very clever. And you look at this here, accused of insulting, okay? This guy here slams in capital letters with fire emojis and eyes. Liverpool fan calls out. So they're arguing. We're going to call each other out. We're going to have a little debate. What else is here? You know, firing up these debates. Was it a red card? Doesn't matter. Doesn't affect my life. But this will have people in the comments arguing, was it not? And they'll be going head to head. You know, this guy claims they will beat. It's all like lawyer talk. You know, look at the emojis that are being used. Gabby calls out. It's all controversial stuff. Simon Jordan clashes with Everton fan. It's all just argumentative. It's female drama. It's social media. It's soap opera stuff. You know, it's like watching EastEnders, or I don't know what kind of soaps, like, you know, remember like Geordie Shore and Jersey Shore back in the day, and like Love Island now. It's the same shit. This is what they're doing. They're keeping you immature. You know, most guys' daily routine is like sports, porn, video games, TV. You know, I'm going to watch Love Island. I'm telling you right now, nobody's ever going to do a study on this because it'll probably take too long to do. It'll cost a lot. I hope there's something out there. Maybe we can combine a few. But I guarantee people who live that lifestyle compared to actually, you know, maybe reading a book at night, focusing on a business idea in the morning, you know, going for a walk, actually sitting down, having a coffee and having a conversation with a friend that they haven't seen in 2 years and wanting to just catch up. You know, those sort of people, I guarantee if you did a test, the average maturity level would be about 10 years more advanced. And I remember seeing it at school, like the kids that were into sports, which is like me as well, the kids that were, you know, basically you had certain kids in your school, the parents wouldn't let them do anything but like read books, study, they'd have to go for a walk, they'd have to walk the dog, they wouldn't want them sat in front of the TV all the time. Those kids got amazing grades. Those kids were just ahead of the game. Like they found it easier to focus, to study, you know, to just sit and just do one thing for hours at a time. They were just like 3-4 years more advanced than everybody else. How is that gonna, you know, if you throughout your entire 20s, maybe even your 30s, if you're living this lifestyle and you're stuck in this bubble, that is remodeling your brain. I'm telling you guys, you know, we all know porn does it, sports does it too. It's the mindset that it puts you in. You saw that guy, how he reacted, Mark Goldbridge. It's probably the same in America. You see guys like Stephen A. Smith. His entire job is to piss you off. It's to say something controversial. And if you've ever noticed, they never agree. The people on those shows, they never agree. They plan it before the show. We want you and you to have completely different views, and we want you to start a little argument, and then the fans will get involved, and they'll be like, yeah, I agree with him. He's an idiot. That's what they want you to do. That's why they have debate shows. Like, how many sports shows now are debate shows? Or like fans going head to head. You always see this now. Arsenal and Liverpool fan go head to head. You know, clash. Argue it out to see who's the winner. Like, and then there's the word debate. They do it in politics too. They get two guys on a stage debating to piss you off, to get your mind in like an immature state of he's the good guy, he's the bad guy. It's just, there's not a lot of critical thinking going on. And that's the dangerous thing for you guys. You know, the logical, critical thinking part of your brain, the focus level of attention that you require to actually accomplish things in life, all of that is being destroyed. And it's being destroyed through these modern facets. And I've seen it recently in the YouTube comments, you know, with people creating fake accounts, people jumping on the trends. If you're, you know, I'm sure if you're a guy who's like 25 and above, you know, you probably feel pretty mature and you might be hearing this and this will make a lot of sense. If you're under 25 and you're watching this video and you're thinking, what a load of rubbish, you might be a problem. You might need to just switch your brain over and go, actually, there might be some sense to this because maybe your life's not in order. You know, I remember my old mentor, good guy, really helped me with a lot of stuff, but he had a porn addiction. And he would say things to me like, yeah, he's quite an immature guy. I'll be honest. I'll just be honest about the situation, right? I like the guy. He helped me with a lot of things. I'll be forever grateful. But he was quite an immature guy. And he said to me one day, he was like, oh, but the gym sucks. You know, the gym's just fucking stupid. Like, what's the point in the gym? I was like 22 years old, 23 years old, and I knew the importance of the gym back then. I was like, are you stupid? I was like, the health benefits, the life benefits, just what it does to your confidence, getting you out of bed in the morning and getting you doing something active and moving your body. You know, the fact that you won't waste away when you're old. I was like, are you crazy? Like the fashion benefit, it was just all there in my head. He couldn't see it, just thought the gym was stupid. However, this guy's a lot smarter than me. He knew the truth about the gym, but he had that illogical thinking brain. He had that, I know the truth, but my brain won't let me admit it. My brain won't let me go, do you know what? The gym is important. I've been wrong all my life. Do you know how hard that is to say? You know, I've been an idiot all my life. I'll admit it. The gym is important. I should probably start. I'm not very healthy. I've made mistakes in the past. Let me make changes. You were right. To get to that stage in life, you have to have a certain life around you and certain habits that you're living, which would require you to not be watching sports, to not be reading these headlines, to not be watching guys like that Mark Goldbridge, and then, you know, reacting off the back of that. It's not healthy. It's really not healthy. And like I said, porn does the same to you. Reality TV does the same to you. these series that they're creating now where like everyone's sleeping with everybody and like, you know, oh, let's just put Sydney Sweeney in it. Let's get her to wear a tight outfit and she's going to be a whore. It's just a way of just making you more like a child. You know, oh my God, beautiful woman with big boobs. Oh, and she's sleeping around. Yeah, okay. I feel like I might be a cuck. Do you know what I mean? It's just like this. Everything is just designed to keep you as a child. Like I said, it's not a conspiracy. It's not the Matrix. It's all profit driven. If you're an immature adult with money, oh my God, it's the recipe for just greatness. If you're the economy, if you're in charge of the economy, if you're a massive company, if you're in Amazon, oh my God. Just having people that just want to spend and consume. I feel bad. I'm going to buy some ice cream. I feel bad. I'm going to order some Uber Eats. I feel bad. I'm going to buy some new shoes. I need makeup. I feel ugly. It's just childlike states. Whereas somebody who's got their life together, who's a bit more mature, who's a more, you know, logical thinking, they might have those moments where they're like, I don't look too good right now. And they go, I need to get to bed early. I need to drink more water. I need to relax. I'm not doing my skincare like I was before. I'm not taking care of myself. Let me just put my life straight. They don't need the like retail therapy or something like that on top. Do you know what I mean? They're very different. They don't have that argumentative mindset as well. Their lives tend to be a little bit easier. They don't get involved in certain things that other people get involved in. Right now here, we've got the horse racing going on. You drive through town around about 6 p.m. when they're all coming out. And it's like 30, 40, 50-year-old guys dressed in suits trying to look the part, but they're all drunk as hell, just falling all over the place, trying to go to the local strip club. And it's just like, if this is what you spend your time doing, you know, just cheering on some horses, that's kind of weird. Like, you can have a bit of fun. Like today I woke up and I put some bets on the horses. I put around about £100 on 5 different races, studied it really quickly for like 10 minutes, used some logic and went, oh, I'm going to go for those 5. Keep it interesting. It's once per year, but I'm not going to go to the event and jump around, drink beers and just be like, you know, cheering on a horse. Do you know what I mean? I find that it's a little bit weird. I think you can enjoy the kind of event. You can enjoy the, you know, the atmosphere and people being around and whatever. But like even the 40-year-old guys, I'm just driving down the street and I'm like, you look like an 18-year-old to me. Some guy yesterday, I was driving past and he thought I was a taxi. Now my car doesn't look like a taxi. I don't have a taxi sign. And he's so drunk, he's like that. Just putting his thumb out and he's like, slow down. And I was like, you're a weird guy. Do you know what I mean? And then I tried to pull into my alleyway. Somebody's taking a piss in the alleyway. And I don't know who was with him, looked like his dad or whatever. But this guy must have been all of like 28. You're two grown men taking a piss in an alleyway. Like, just go into an actual establishment. Do you know what I mean? This, like, the whole culture, the whole environment around, like, sports and everything that I've described here, it does make you very immature. And there's a direct correlation with maturity and how well you've got your life sorted. That's just my warning to you guys. I've dressed that up. I've told you about all the different features. I hope this video was entertaining. But I need you guys to start putting this in action because there's a lot of guys on this YouTube channel who still have childlike mindsets where they want to argue, where they want to antagonize. It's very feminine. It's very female-like to like say something that you know is going to get a reaction and then chuckle about. I just don't want you guys to be like that. It doesn't help you in life. It's a waste of time. It molds your brain to an immature state, and an immature state just doesn't benefit your life. From what I've seen, there's a direct correlation with successful people and people who have got their shit together and their level of maturity compared to the people who, you know, life's going nowhere. They've got zero organization. Everything's going to shit. Yeah, because you're behaving like a child. You know, going to bed late and getting up late is a childlike mindset. It comes from a lot of these features. It comes from, though, you know, watching late night series, late night TV. It's all interlinked, I promise you guys. So I hope this video has helped, and I'll speak to you all soon, guys.